For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Meghan McCain was tearful at her father's memorial service in Washington.
I am here before you today saying the words I have never wanted to say, giving the speech I have never wanted to give, feeling the loss I have never wanted to feel. My father is gone.
Former President Barack Obama also had kind words.
President Bush and I are among the fortunate few who competed against John at the highest levels of politics. He made us better presidents, just as he made the Senate better, just as he made this country better. So for someone like John to ask you, while he's still alive, to stand and speak of him when he's gone is a precious and singular honor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump says he'll campaign for his one-time rival, Senator Ted Cruz, suggesting that the Texas Republican is facing a tougher-than-expected re-election fight with Democrat Beto O'Rourke. The president tweets that he will headline a major rally for Cruz in October. And he says he's picking the biggest stadium in Texas we can find. The Kansas High Court has cleared the way for a grand jury to investigate allegations of voter suppression in the 2016 election. Kansas is one of six states where citizens can request grand juries by getting enough signatures on a petition. The ruling upholds a state appeals court's decision that found a resident of Lawrence, Kansas, had met the legal requirement to summon a grand jury over allegations that Secretary of State Kris Kobach and his office failed to process online voter registrations and blocked qualified voters from casting ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More problems over Confederate symbolism. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In an Alabama town, education leaders have banned the high school marching band from playing the song Dixie as the school's fight song. Dozens of opponents of that decision packed a city school board meeting Thursday night in support of the tune, which they depict as a traditional part of the soundtrack of their life in their small southern town. Board members didn't budge on their decision, so supporters of the song say they'll now take their complaints to the city council. It's unclear what might happen next, though. An old R&B song, The Horse, has temporarily replaced Dixie in the band's repertoire until a new fight song is selected or Dixie's returned to the band's songbook. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The bishop at Aretha Franklin's funeral is being criticized for how he treated Ariana Grande. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Bishop Charles Ellis III joked that Grande's name sounded like something from the Taco Bell menu.
Maybe it's just a joke that went bad. But when you're doing the program for 9 hours, you know, you're trying to keep it lively, you're trying to make some funny references and what have you.
He was also criticized for putting an arm around Grande above her waist with one hand against the side of her chest. Bishop Ellis offered an apology to Grande Friday, saying he was just trying to show her some love like he does everyone else. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.